Sands, Stanley, Virginia, Wednesday, November 5th, 1890. On the cars, we met Brother Lawhead and his son. We were passing over the same ground that we went over 2 years ago in journeying to Williamsport, at the time of the flood. We changed cars at Elmira and at Williamsport, and then we journeyed to Harrisburg. We tarried there until the next morning. We walked to the hotel from the depot, a few blocks, and we found crowds everywhere yelling at the top of their voices because it was election of the state officers and governor of the state. We did not return until 11 o'clock at night. The noise and shouting kept up all night. We had to be at the train at 4:30. We were called at 4:15, giving us 3/4 hour to dress and to be at the depot, check baggage, and buy tickets. We were glad to be seated in the cars, but we had in the cars about 12 men who had more liquor than good sense. They kept up a constant disturbance, snatching one another's hats, pounding one another on the head with their hats, tossing them, jamming them up in all kinds of shapes, and placing themselves in pugilistic attitudes. Oh, how sick and tired we were of these performances! We changed cars, and had not been long seated before we changed cars again, for they said the wheel box was on fire. We got placed in the car, rode a few miles, and then had to change again, for the car was disabled, broken. We went into the same car we had left. It was altogether a very disagreeable ride. We reached this place, Sands, Virginia, about 12:00. The train is usually due about 11:00. We found Brother Lewis, who lives within 3 miles of Washington, Virginia, waiting with team for us. We rode out 1 mile. Brother Robinson and Willie White walked. Close by the meeting house, which was built for our people, was a building owned by Brother Painter. It was at this time vacant, and the brethren moved into it to entertain those who came. We have very good accommodations, but in marked contrast to the ample and abundant rooms in Salamanca. We seldom find ourselves so well situated in our travels as we did at Brother Hicks. We have not a thing to complain of, for the Lord's people here are doing their very best, and we are fully satisfied.